Dreamscape presents Until May by Aurora Rose Reynolds, narrated by Laura Jennings and Sebastian Grove. Dedication. May you never stop searching for your boom. Chapter 1. May. I smile when my cell phone beeps, letting me know I have a message, and roll over in bed to grab it off my nightstand. Seeing it's from Mike saying, "Good morning, beautiful," my stomach does a somersault. A month ago, I decided I was ready to start dating, and as someone who is shy, I figured it might be easier to meet a guy online rather than out at a bar or grocery store. So I downloaded an app my best friend told me about. And that first night, after setting up my profile, I got a message from Mike. Not only is he seriously attractive, with dark, unruly hair, crystal clear blue eyes, and a jaw that in every photo is covered with a layer of scruff, but he's also super sweet. Since we've been talking, he's messaged me each morning, then off and on throughout the day, and called when he's had time to talk, which hasn't been very often because he works a lot. The only downfall is he lives in Alabama, which isn't exactly far from me, but it's also not close, so we haven't been able to meet in person. But that should change this evening, since we've made plans to meet in Nashville for dinner, something I'm equal parts nervous and excited about. All I know is it will be good to reassure myself that he's a real person, since as of right now, he's just a few photos and a voice over the phone. Hearing my phone beep with another text, I come out of my thoughts and shake my head at the message from him asking me for a photo. Instead of snapping one of myself in bed, I send him one of my avatar with crazy bed hair, then set my cell phone back on the bedside table and sit up, tossing the comforter aside. The moment my feet hit the floor, I hear tiny paws on the dark wood floors that run through my entire house, and a second later, Cooper noses his way into my bedroom. "Good morning, handsome." I pick him up and accept good morning kisses from him while running my fingers through his short beige fur, laughing when he snorts in happiness. When I moved into my house, my sister, July, who is a veterinarian, asked me if I wouldn't mind keeping Cooper while he recovered from surgery. He had been hit by a car and was brought into her office by the local pound, and they wanted...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?